Yellowknifers can expect to get a taste of something sweet and savory when the Western Canada Rib Fest tour comes to town in August. The festival is slated for August 2nd, August 4th at the Multiplex. Paul Mendonca has 15 years' experience doing rib fests across Canada. As the co-owner of Ribs Unlimited, the managing team behind the tour, he said the decision to come to Yellowknife was a matter of community interest. People attend another city's event and are like, hey, why is this not up here? Mendonca said. He added that after a conversation with Mayor Rebecca Alty and some business partners, they decided to go for it. It will be the farthest north they've ever been, he said. We think it's going to be a main staple event for years to come in Yellowknife, he added. Admission is free for the event. It's family-driven, Mendonca said, and that's something he seems to take pride in. Even if you don't want to spend a dollar on buying any food, who cares? You come on down, have fun, pull up a chair. We'll have some live entertainment, hopefully some good local artists that want to come and just have a sense of community. It might be family-friendly, but by no means is it recreational, least of all for the cooks and rib connoisseurs alike. According to Mendonca, there are four teams that travel for the fest. On the tour's website, the list includes Billy's Barbecue, Blazin' Barbecue, Bone Daddy's Barbecue and Buckeye Barbecue. Each of the food trucks start off with the same raw product, Mendonca explained. How they prepare it is up to them. There are a number of competitions to win, with a panel of judges deciding who's got the best sauce, ribs and more. But there is also a People's Choice Award. For this year, there's quite the appetite for each team to be Yellowknife's first ever champion. Everyone's going to want to win that first award, Mendonca said. There's also going to be beer there. But food and drink aside, for Mendonca, Ribfest is for family. That's how it's always been. It's a family event. We want as little a barrier to entry as possible for people, he said. For Yellowknifers unsure where to start when they reach the fest, Mendonca's advice is simple. Give things a try. Everyone will be able to try sauces for free from each truck, he said. Visitors can also walk right up to a grill and see for themselves how each team prepares their ribs. Some of the trucks even have their smokers that you can open up, check in, and that's part of the fun. Rib Fest will become a staple in the community. Not just for the fact that we give back, but that it's good food, good entertainment, and a good vibe.